I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It looks like it could be the final day of the Vermont legislative session, but first, in Montpelier, state lawmakers are settling in for what could be a very long night. It's been a contentious day under the Golden Dome, but some of the biggest issues this legislative session are finally reaching resolution, and House and Senate leaders say it's possible they could even adjourn later tonight. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been keeping tabs on the action all day, and he's live on the line with the latest. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Alex.
You mentioned there's been some contention a second ago, and I gather much of that had to do with a controversial renewable energy siting bill. What's the sticking point there, and is it resolved yet?
It is resolved, not to the satisfaction of a lot of people up there. You know, the bill has surprisingly broad support in both chambers. And the thing that a lot of lawmakers love about it is that it's going to give towns the potential to have much more influence over the process used to decide where wind and solar projects are sited in the state. The sticking point had to do with new sound standards for wind projects. Lawmakers want to address noise for neighbors of those wind turbines by creating new sound standards that they hope will address the concerns. The legislation, however, would have forced new applicants for wind turbines to be held to the sound standards that don't actually exist yet. Governor Peter Shumlin said that would likely mean a veto for this bill if they did that. So they scrapped that provision. New applications will not have to abide by sound standards that won't be in place until July of next year, likely. And the bill looks like it's ready to move.
Another big thing down there, of course, is the money bills. Can we expect any big fights over the budget and tax bills when they head to the floor later tonight?
You sure can. And the debate you're going to hear tonight is going to set the contours for the election season to come. A conservative political action committee based in Washington, D.C., sent out mailers early this week to Vermonters all over the state chastising Democrats for these money bills. The budget requires about $30 million in new general fund revenue, and that's money that lawmakers are going to get mostly by increasing fees on mutual funds. They say it's a plan that allows the state to keep its commitment to vulnerable Vermonters without imposing undue financial burdens on working-class households. Republicans, though, say this is a spending plan that is emblematic of the tax-and-spend policies that one-party rule has brought upon the people of Vermont. The general fund budget is slated to jump by nearly 4% next year, and general fund revenues are looking like they're going to go up by less than 3%. House Minority Leader Don Turner says that so long as the state spends more than it's bringing in, Democrats are going to continue to erode the fiscal stability of state government.
Let's step back from policy and talk about political dynamics for a minute. This is the last day in the legislature for the governor, the House Speaker, the Senate President, and the Lieutenant Governor. None of them are continuing on in their current posts. Is that changing the dynamic there today?
You know, the most glaring evidence of that dynamic occurred earlier this morning when the entire House and much of the Senate managed to pull off a surprise tribute for House Speaker Shap Smith. They had that in the Cedar Creek Room earlier this morning. It was a really emotional moment for Shap Smith, who's been Speaker for 8 years. They presented him with a pretty irreverent resolution. It actually included mention of his chief of staff being his lost love child. They bear an uncanny resemblance to each other. But today really is the last legislative hurrah before a massive change into the guard, and the environment lawmakers walk into next year is going to be very different from the one they leave behind tonight.
Love children aside, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is live at the State House in Montpelier drinking caffeine for what could be a late night. Peter, thank you so much for your help.
Thanks, Al.
Have a good one.